Welcome to Edit Radio.
Thank you.
It's time for Edit Radio, and it's time for Edit Radio podcast number 382. Hello, my name is Ben. Another 40-ish minutes of the very best in alternative music, both new and used, and some other stuff thrown in as well. I listened to the last two Edit Radio podcasts from other people. There's a lot of Paramore, there was a lot of Kendrick Lamar, and there was a lot of Mac DeMarco as well. There's none of that this week. We've got stuff to make you dance, stuff to make you smile, and also stuff to make you sit on the edge of your bed, staring into the void. But enough about me.
I woke up next to you in bed. I didn't think of waking. I see you again. I swear I won't come on so strong. I can be gone when you want me to be gone. I can't come when you want me to come. I can't come when you want me to come. Something I don't wanna do. Well, and I just wanna grab you by the skull. Well, beg and kiss me, but let's not fall in love. I don't wanna stand here next to you and pretend there's something I don't wanna do. Well, and I just wanna grab you by the skull. Well, beg and kiss me, let's not fall in love.
Madness. We're 10 minutes in and I haven't introduced a single song. We've had three of them so far. The whole podcast is going to shit. That's Against Me. The song is Rebecca, taken from the album Shapeshift With Me, which is out now. Shapeshift With Me is an incredible rock record, which I would recommend you check out immediately. Opening the show, way before that, Amber Kaufman was the act from the album City of No Reply, which is out on June the 2nd. The song is called All to Myself. And in between the two, there's a lot of indie supergroups kicking around these days. By that I mean there's like two of them. One of them is called BNQT, I think. It's got a guy from Midlake in it and Fran Healy from Travis and some other people. But here, in between Amber Kaufman and Against Me, is the second of those indie supergroups. I think my favourite of the two, fronted by Sufjan Stevens. It's also got his drummer in it, James McAllister. There's the composer, Nico Muhly, and there's a guy from The National, Bryce Dessner. They have a concept album about the solar system due out on June the 9th. That's taken from that album. I hope that made you get up and dance, or sit down and dance, or you just enjoyed it. The album's called Planetarium, and clearly they've used all of their creative juices into making the record, because the name of their supergroup is literally just Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner, Nico Muhly, James McAllister. Coming up on the podcast this week, we've got some exciting band names. Band names like Two Inch Astronaut, which is my personal favourite from the podcast this week. Also, we have in store for you something from the new Gorillaz album, which I really love. And also, we'll be having the 20th birthday party for the incredible album from Ben Folds 5 called Whatever and Ever. Amen. But first, Laura Marling.
Thank you. forget the late September where we passed them on the midnight embers, but it's gone like a half-remembered dream. Left to north of where we met, thinking better of going west. Yeah, we lost each other in a river stream. I thought I'd come and find you there, wait until you lost your hair and got your place out in the woods. You're not afraid of trees or bears or anything with tendencies to wanna hurt you, girl. The only thing I learned in a year, why I didn't smile once, not really. So nothing matters more than love, no, nothing, no, not nothing, no, not nearly. We've not got long, you know, to bask in the afterglow. Once it's gone,
Laura Marling. The song is called Nothing, Not Nearly, taken from a new album which is out now called Semper Femina. Laura Marling flitted through the Reading music scene and off to London as if she was never really here in the first place. Semper Femina was out in March. Go and get it. There were some good albums out in April though, weren't there? Think about it. Some good albums out in April. My album came out in April. Thank you very much if you listen to podcasts. Thank you very much if you came out and said hello at the shows we did to launch it. I spent a bit of April sleeping on floors and on sofas, and I am glad to be back in my own bed. The album launch went well, but you know how we like, once a month, I at least like to look back at recently released albums that I really enjoyed. I know how my album was out on April the 7th, which is recently... I guess you know where this is going. This is Father John Misty. You didn't think I was gonna... Really?
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift. After Mr. and the Mrs. finish dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life for me out in the plugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face. As the stories we play, this must have been a wonderful place.
The second best album to be released on April the 7th, 2017, was by Father John Misty. The album is Pure Comedy, it's out now. That taken from it is Total Entertainment Forever, and I have to give a shout out to my good friend Ben Morse, the video maker and film producer extraordinaire, because we went out for a catch-up in like an evening, and he'd mentioned he'd been listening to the new Father John Misty album, which I hadn't really thought to listen to, because I don't always get on with the pomp and the grandeur. I like albums that sound like they've been recorded in a tiny box, but that album's pretty good. Plus, it's got a Taylor Swift Oculus Rift rhyme. I know personally there are a lot of songwriters who had that earmarked. He's got there first. He's on a lot of people's hit lists. He's got there first. Watch your back, Tillman. People are coming for you. Ben Morse, meanwhile, is out currently on a tour promoting Get Better, the documentary that he filmed about Frank Turner and a year in the life of Frank Turner. He's out there in the US right now, and his life takes him west, mine takes me east. This is the second podcast in a row I'm recording where I've had to record it early because I'm going to be away for when it's supposed to be on. And I know there's a French elections coming up. I don't know if I should be happy, because I don't know what the result is, or be sad. So I'm going to see if I can drop in some political commentary to make this podcast tailored to what happened. Right, ready? How about those French elections? I can't believe Macron got in. What a total great news. The election system is perfectly fine. To celebrate / commiserate, this is Gorillaz.
Clocks on the wall, talk to watches on the wrist. It's the
moments
we relive. It's the moments like this. When it's time to get ill, we be so ahead of time. It's the
moments
we achieve. Best believe it's the
moments.
Up for the mate.
pretend.
I sense the need in her grandma.
Her nose has never been skating, but she's sipping Stern Constellation. Sure. Reveal her squirt game, so like Tupac out of court, run towards camera. My response to that was just check, please. Got my man, you can't let these flash it by like TikTok. So, I'm smacking the bottom like flip flops. Made her a long ring.
She screamed.
And now we done, we passed the test. So now lay down to rest and wait for the morning hangover to come.
Clocks on the wall, off the watches on the wrist. It's the moment we relive. It's the moments like this. When it's time to get ill, we be so ahead of time. It's the moment we achieve. Just believe it's the
moment.
Made up and get your head from my dirty
moments.
Lay down to rest and wait for the morning hangover to come.
Clocks on the wall, the watches on the wrist. It's the
moment
we relive. It's the moments like this. When it's time to get ill, we be so ahead of time. It's the
moment
we achieve. Just believe it's the
moments.
That is insane. Gorillaz, taken from the new album Humans, which is out now, featuring De La Soul. That song is called
Mormons.
I don't know if it's the songwriting or the production or the way that it's layered, but it's just in my brain. Meanwhile, we've got a 20th birthday to get to. It's been more than 20 years since the release of Ben Folds 5's seminal genre-defining album, Whatever and Ever, Amen. I think it was March 1997, and it took the piano. It's important to me because it took the piano from being something that only nerds and geeks played, who were robotic and hated music, to something that reprobates played, who broke stuff and swore. And when you're like a 16 or 17-year-old, that kind of stuff counts. That counts, and it stuck with me. And no matter what kind of other music my friends were into, we all kind of shared a common ground around this album. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ben Folds 5. I should be doing this on piano.
About your masterpiece.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watch
Yeah.
adding to an increasingly long list entitled Great Albums Will Be Out in June. That's 2-inch Astronaut. The song is called Play to No One from the album Can You Please Not Help, due out on June the 2nd. Can't wait for that. I think the vinyl is going to be released on a label called Exploding in Sound, who also released albums from the likes of Speedy Ortiz, I think Level Up as well. So they're in good company. And I clicked on it just because I was playing Band Name Roulette. I saw the band name and thought, that's a good band name. I wonder if they're good. Hey, guess what? They are. Before that, Ben Folds 5, 20 Years Old, the album Whatever and Ever, Amen. The song was called Battle of Who Could Care Less. And of all the 20-year-old birthdays we've been doing, that one's probably hit me the hardest, I guess, so far, because I still listen to that album all the time. How could it be 20 years old? Meanwhile, by the time you listen to this, I'm going to be 36. But as we record it right now, still a sprightly 35. To lull us towards the end of the podcast in a beautiful manner, two songs to go. Here is Lord.
Baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my store. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home. Into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play it romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
Lord, from the album Melodrama, which comes out also in June. The song is called Liability. I think last time out I had a bit of a dig that the production wasn't the same as the last album and it was a bit more pop. But having watched her on Saturday Night Live and listened to this over and over, let me just clarify, I cannot wait for this new album. It's going to be great. But I will have to wait because, you know, time. And it's time we finish this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Tom Crook is here next week. I'll be back next month. There'll be some other stuff happening. Thank you very much for continuing to support the podcast and to listen to music because you are the good people. I'll leave you with a song from the new album by Craig Finn, the frontman from The Hold Steady. It's an absolutely beautiful piece of storytelling taken from the new album, which came out in March, called We All Want the Same Things. This is God in Chicago. I will see you soon. Goodbye.
Her mom found her brother, then she found the container wrapped up in a newspaper, stuffed in a duffel bag with hockey pads and $7,000 in rubber bands. We didn't speak at the service, but then later a message from a number that wasn't familiar said, "Hey, it's Charlie's sister. Would you do me a favor? There's unfinished business. It's roughly the size of a baseball. I said I wasn't totally sure, but yeah, I could probably call someone." I knew this kid from my dorm when I went to school in Wisconsin. My two semesters were a total disaster, and he was part of the problem. Hadn't talked in forever. But Wayne from Winnetka picked up on the first ring. I explained the situation. He said he'd be interested, but we'd have to come to him. We set lunchtime on Wednesday, a Mexican restaurant a mile north of Midway. He worked for his father's shipping company out west of the city. Right now I'm not working. She said we could split it. Just glad to be finished, not even tempted. But it's so goddamn sad in her house right now. He's still hearing everything. She just needs a break from it. Said she wants to come with. We left really early. Went from St. Paul to Cicero in my Chevrolet that didn't have any radio. Had a boombox in the back seat that was running out of batteries. Played 1999 into Led Zeppelin 3. When the tape deck got all wobbly, she still sang the harmonies. The transaction was easy. My buddy looked similar, just a little bit heavier. And counting all the money in front of him seemed silly. This isn't the movies. It was over so quickly. Wayne got in his car, drove into the sunset, turned left onto Cermak. She turned to me and said, I've never been to Chicago. Got nothing going on tomorrow. Maybe we could stay here tonight. Lose ourselves in the glass and light. I've never been to Chicago. I got nothing going on tomorrow. Maybe we could stay here tonight. Lose ourselves in the glass and light. We got a room at the Hyatt, Michigan Avenue, I can still picture you. We each got a toothbrush at Walgreens. We drank in the taverns, we ate somewhere Italian. Then she's on the sidewalk trying to ask for a cigarette from oncoming traffic. I felt God in the buildings. The light from the skyscraper showing up in the river. And 4 years didn't seem like much anymore. We both want the same things. We kiss on the corner. We kiss in the corridors. We fumbled with clothing. We all want the same things. And then it was morning. Played with her hair, came up on St. Paul and she was sobbing.